For Maundy Thursday. Before the festival day of the Pasch, Jesus, knowing that his hour was come, riseth from supper, and laying aside his garments, and having taken a towel, girded himself. After that he putteth water into a basin, and began to wash the feet of his disciples, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. John 13. The following is from French Jesuit Father Vincent Houdry. Here is, my brothers, a spectacle worthy of attracting the attention of a Christian, and to which St. Gregory the Great invites heaven and earth to be a witness of the example which a man-god gives to all. It is not a light capable of surprising us by its grandeur and magnificence. The pomp and splendor which usually excite our curiosity and attracts our notice have no share here. But it is the mighty which is abased. It is the sovereign of the universe who is willing to perform the meanest service to poor sinners, a master who bends his knee to his disciples. In a word, it is Jesus at the feet of his apostles, in order to wash them with those very hands which had created heaven and earth, and fixed the stars in the firmament above. This spectacle deserves our admiration because it shows us something grand, rare, and new, on which we should gaze and reverently meditate on a ceremony which is this day carried out and renewed year after year. Surprising sight which shows us the most high majesty of the world in the lowest of humiliations. O wondrous charity, since this Savior finds nothing better calculated to win their hearts than by washing of their feet, knowing that he had to give them his own body as the most precious pledge of his love, but still a sight full of mystery and instruction, as the Savior says himself to the first of his disciples, "What I do, thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter." And I dare to say that it required no less than his example to lead them to the practice of Christian humility, of which they were as yet ignorant of its practice and value. For I have given you an example that as I have done to you, so you do also. The Son of God had already given a rule of conduct to his disciples, namely to take the last place without disputing about precedence or rank. But in this mystery he gives us an example of a deeper humility, for he lowers himself so as to wash the feet of those who were not worthy to wash his own. And it would seem that he took upon himself as a rule for his humiliations the eminence of his dignity and rank, which he retains over all his creatures. Ah, I will not hesitate to say that, after that, this last place which he takes has really become to be the place of honor, since it is that of a God-made man, that a similar humiliation exalts us, since it makes us like unto a God humiliated, and that those acts of humility we practice in imitation of him are really glorious actions, since they attract the attention of God and deserve his praise. After that, a Christian who ought to be convinced of this truth, will he be scrupulous on a point of honor, and will he believe that it is dishonorable to practice Christian humility? Will he be able to excuse himself from performing duties so essential to Christianity on the ground or plea of his merit, his position, his character, or his reputation? Will he blush to serve the poor or visit the sick in a hospital? Will he feel ashamed to perform similar humiliating duties to which his religion calls him, duties which the example of his God obliges him to perform, since he is the model we ought to imitate? What a shame, rather, for a Christian to be always scrupulous on a point of honor, always ready to wrangle for precedence of rank or honor, resolved to yield to no one, and to hold in contempt those who are beneath him, and thus at last he will fear to lose his reputation if he were to follow the example of his Savior by practicing any act of humility. Ah, unworthy pretext of a Christian, and hurtful to Christianity itself, which is grounded on humility and self-abasement.